Okay, yeah, this is a community-led gathering, and it's about the community uniting in opposition to the proposed speed limit increase, and it is tonight at 7 p.m. at the entrance to Elm Court Estate, where everyone is welcome. We're saying clearly, and have been for years, that this section of road's current speed limit of 50 kilometres an hour is not adhered to and it's not enforced. This priority here should be infrastructure first before any increase in the speed limit is considered. We believe that a safe footpath should be provided and traffic calming measures. And the big thing to us too is that this route actually qualified for funding under the Safe Routes to School initiative for a footpath that has still not been provided. And it's absolutely ridiculous to propose an increase on a road that already has been acknowledged as unsafe. So we're just inviting anybody in the local community affected, residents, grandparents, anybody who uses the road and finds it unsafe, to come to this community-led gathering tonight at 7 p.m. the Elm Court entrance, and we'll have our local county councillors present too, who are united to in opposing this increase in the speed limit.
And the stretch of the road, a part of it reaches a school, and there are concerns that 60 kilometres per hour is far too fast, given that children and parents will be using the school in September, that it's so unsafe for them.
Absolutely. When you exit onto the R245 already, you're already unsure if the car coming towards you is doing the 50 kilometre speed limit, which it should be doing, or if it's hurtling towards you at 80 kilometres or 100 kilometres an hour. There's literally no enforcement here. And this is, you know, we have Lennon Grove residents. The children in that estate are coming straight onto a part of the road where it will be proposed to be 60 kilometres and then being reduced to 50. They already are voicing as well that section is too dangerous. You know, we have so many school children in this area because, as you rightly said, we're right beside Skullwara, the local school. And it just makes no sense that this is even something that could have been dreamed up. It should not be happening. There should be no increase. What should be happening is traffic calming measures and a safe footpath for our children and residents to walk.